Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two teens wounded in North Wichita shooting. We have the story.
Strong storms hammer several states. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Four Sedgwick County jail inmates hospitalized due to medical emergencies. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. A huge renovation project can begin on a historic theater in downtown Wichita. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We have some cloud cover drifting through this morning. We expect a clearing sky and breezy today. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Two teens were injured in a shooting Tuesday night in North Wichita. Police were called to reports of shots fired near Wellington Place and 20th. Officers found a 17-year-old boy suffering from a gunshot wound to his lower body. He was taken to a local hospital with serious injuries, but he is expected to make a full recovery. Down the street at 17th and Wellington Place, officers found a second victim, 19-year-old man, who had suffered gunshot wounds to his lower body, and he was hospitalized with serious injuries. Police have not released any suspect information.
Thousands of homes and businesses without power as severe weather roared through several states, causing at least one death and spawning possible tornadoes. A strong weather system in northeastern Oklahoma with heavy rains produced three suspected tornadoes. The storms blamed for the death of a 46-year-old homeless woman in Tulsa who died inside a drainage pipe. Severe storms ripped through southern Indiana and Kentucky as well yesterday. Fox's Katrina Nickel is in Louisville with the latest.
The one good thing about this storm is after it passed through, there was still enough daylight to have neighbors and other people clean up some of the mess it left behind. Now, there were trees just covering in the middle of the road, unpassable. But luckily, like I said, with a little bit of daylight, neighbors were able to get things into nice little neat piles and clean them up a little bit. These winds that ripped through Jeffersonville were strong, taking out massive trees. And of course, what stopped a lot of people in their tracks were the semis that tipped over along I-265 and around International Drive. Now, our crews captured three turned over, and Jeffersonville Mayor Mike Moore says a fourth semi-truck had turned over not far from there.
Four inmates at the Sedgwick County Detention Facility have been hospitalized with apparent drug overdoses.
It happened Tuesday after each inmate experienced medical emergencies over the noon hour. Officials say they apparently ingested a substance believed to contain an opium, but stress that that has not been confirmed. Investigators are looking into what the substance was and how it got into the jail. Should the investigation lead to an arrest, the sheriff's office will ask the district attorney to file charges. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A major project in downtown Wichita may now begin after the city council approved a plan for the Orpheum Theater.
The Orpheum requested a sales tax exemption on items purchased for the project through the issuance of $9.5 million in industrial revenue bonds, which will be repaid over 15 years. A community improvement district petition for just over $1 million in special assessment financing was also approved. A 2% CID sales tax will be added on items at the theater only. Councilmember Becky Tuttle said she's excited about the project, given what the local arts do for the community.
About $185 million economic impact in our community each year. And that's also equivalent to almost 3,000 full-time jobs.
The project will provide new seating, lighting, and audio and facade repairs. The work will close the theater for a year. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Voters in Jackson County, Missouri, have turned down a ballot issue that would have extended a 3/8-cent sales tax to fund stadiums for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals. Had the measure passed, it would have raised nearly $1.7 billion over 40 years, providing funding for building a new stadium for the Royals and renovations for the Chiefs Arrowhead Stadium.
President Biden and his Chinese counterpart hashing out differences in a rare phone call yesterday.
President Biden says his conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping was candid, covering areas of cooperation and differences. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden raised concerns over China's support of Russia and economic competition.
We have significant differences of opinion and concerns over some unfair market practices that the PRC uses that puts American workers and families at a disadvantage. He was very clear about that.
Kirby says the two leaders also agreed to pick up the phone and speak when needed to maintain open dialogue and manage a complex relationship. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have Shocker baseball tonight against an in-state rival at X Stadium. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
And we got good news about the Baltimore Bridge cleanup. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Dam Jam is moving to Goddard. Organizers of the summer concert event will use the grassy area on the southeast corner of Kellogg and 183rd to host the event. The Goddard City Council approved a change in venue. The event was originally set to take place at Lake Afton, but Sedgwick County Commissioners denied the request due to safety concerns.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission is going to recognize Child Abuse Prevention Month. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News there is a real need to help our kids.
1,300 children that are in out-of-home placement in foster care just in Sedgwick County. Okay. We have a disproportionate number in the state residing here in Sedgwick County, and there's a lot of people from the faith community, from the nonprofit community. We're working hand-in-hand with DCF and their regional headquarters here in Wichita to really try to bring some solutions to this. There are some common sense things that we need to do to help protect our children.
Beatty commented during his weekly visit with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Some good news out of Baltimore. As the Coast Guard and the U.S. military work as fast as possible to reopen the city's port, Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more from the Pentagon.
We have opened two temporary channels that can support commercial traffic.
The Army Corps of Engineers has provided 1,100 soldiers who specialize in construction to assist in the clearance effort. The Navy has provided 12 crane and support vessels, tugs, survey and dive crew boats, four massive barges, including one with a 400-ton lift capacity, another capable of lifting 1,000 tons. During its first crane operation, military crews removed 200 tons of steel from the now ruined Key Bridge, a piece of that steel almost the size of the Statue of Liberty. It took 10 hours to remove the first 200 tons. Up to 4,000 tons of steel sit on top of the Dolly cargo ship that took down the bridge.
President Biden will visit the site of the wreckage Friday.
Police in Dallas looking for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. This in connection with a major car crash. Fox's Mike Tobin with details.
The search for answers is on after the six-car wreck in Dallas involving at least two luxury cars and allegedly a Super Bowl star. It happened Saturday. A rented Lamborghini Urus and a Corvette speeding, apparently racing, caused the crash. Paperwork with the Dallas police says Kansas City wide receiver Rashee Rice was driving the Corvette. The player's lawyer, Royce West, never confirmed Rice was involved in the wreck, but issued a statement. On behalf of Rashee Rice, his thoughts are with everyone impacted by the automobile accident on Saturday. Rashee is cooperating with local authorities and will take all necessary steps to address this situation responsibly.
The two luxury cars drove off away from the scene without stopping to help anyone. Two of the drivers in the crash were treated, two others hospitalized with minor injuries.
KNSS News Time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The Cordell and Cordell traffic camera is still showing heavy traffic northbound I-235 approaching the construction at I-135. We've also had reports of a traffic accident at Central and Rock. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have some cloud cover drifting across south central Kansas. With a gradual clearing sky, it's going to be breezy with a high near 60 later on this afternoon. Clear and windy tonight, low 35. Sunny and a bit warmer on Thursday with a high 65. Some morning frost on Friday with a high 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a clear sky, south, make that northwest wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. And 40 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:13 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on this Wednesday morning. And we have to ask the question this morning, will lawmakers approve a Ukraine funding bill when they return from recess next week? A funding bill for Ukraine. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz with us from D.C., Washington, D.C. this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
So the Congress has been on break, huh? Is that right?
They're on recess until next week for Easter.
Okay. So what do we got in this Ukraine funding bill that should be controversial?
Right. So if the Senate had it their way, or at least Leader Schumer as well as Leader McConnell, then Speaker Mike Johnson would take up the $95 billion Ukraine aid, Israel aid, Taiwan, as well as humanitarian aid to Gaza and some other areas bill that was passed by the Senate. They had some no votes, but I believe like two or three Democrats voted no and a handful of Republicans voted no, too. But, McConnell has said that he would prefer that Speaker Johnson just vote for that bill because that would get it to Ukraine quicker. But at the same time, Johnson is facing the idea of a motion to vacate from Marjorie Taylor Greene if he puts a Ukraine funding bill on the floor. And what's more interesting, too, is that Johnson has said that he's going to allow the House to vote for this at some point, but he's not really saying specifically if it will be this Ukraine bill, because he has floated throughout the week some different ideas for how to pay for it. One is to use what's called the Repo Act, which would be a way to seize Russian assets and using that as a way to pay for Ukraine aid, but then also using potentially a provision or attaching a provision to the bill that would roll back some of some of President Biden's bans on LNG gas exports. And then there's also the idea of using a loan program to send to the Ukrainians, which apparently, according to Johnson, has the endorsement of former President Trump.
All right, so a lot of different things that could be in this bill, and they got to narrow it down, I guess. Is there anything in there about? Wasn't there a hang up about border funding for the southern border, something like that?
Well, a lot of Republicans have come out and said that they're not going to vote for any type of aid package unless there are substantial changes at the southern border, which is what the Senate tried to do not too long ago. But the border bill that they negotiated ended up failing, so they just went forward with the foreign aid bill, and they had enough votes to pass it. So whether or not they could do that on the House, certainly there could be repercussions for Johnson if he does this. But, there is a thought that, and we've gotten, some senior House Republicans telling us that there could be up to 300 people that would vote for that bill if they just put it on the floor. But at the same time, Johnson, I think, is trying to get some type of conservative victory or find some type of way to pay for this instead of just putting the regular bill on the floor the way it is.
All right, Ryan. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate your help and your coverage. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz in Washington, D.C., talking about a Ukraine funding bill and what chances it have to pass. Forbes 2024 list of billionaires has disclosed more than just info on who is the wealthiest person in the world. The media company's annual list has revealed that there were 141 more billionaires in the world this year than last year.
Somebody's making some money.
Yeah. In total, there were 2,781 billionaires in the world. The top four highest earning billionaires for the year are number four, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, $177 billion. Number three, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, with a net worth of $195 billion. Number two, SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk, with a net worth of $195 billion. And number one, Bernard Arnault and his family. Heard of this guy?
No.
Mm.
Yeah, I've heard the name before.
Head of a luxury fashion and cosmetic company, LVMH, which you never heard of. He has a net worth of $233 billion in makeup. How about that?
Just come up with one good idea. Yeah, make a lot of money.
One good idea. A new poll finding that most Americans share many core values on what it means to be an American, despite the country's deep political polarization. The poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found that about 9 in 10 U.S. adults say the right to vote, the right to equal protection under the law, and the right to privacy are important or very important in the U.S.'s identity as a nation. There are some things we can agree on. Three things. Findings are striking because they come at a time of extreme partisanship when political agreements seem very rare. Yet, a more pessimistic assessment was reflected in another finding. Only about 3 in 10 Americans believe the nation's democracy is functioning well. There is the problem. It's not working very well for us. Okay.
But then someone might say, look at any other country, see what they think. Why are people flocking to our borders?
They still want to come here.
They still want to come here. It's better than other places.
Now, there's one other thing to think about, especially with all polls, but think about this. My son is the best proponent. He was in the military. He was stationed all over the world in some of the crummiest places you can think of. And he says, Dad, folks here don't have any idea how good this place is. What a great place America is. I agree. We got a lot of flaws, but hey, so what? This is a good place. And Steve and Ted are going to keep doing their show right here.
Yes.
8:19, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. And one of the great things about America is Ted Woodward Sports.
Oh, wow. Hey, the Kansas City Royals were in Baltimore last night on a wet and chilly night, but the Royals didn't waste any time. Got things done, got a win in 2 hours and 17 minutes.
Ooh.
It helps when Alec Marsh was on the mound going 7 innings, only giving up 2 hits. And Michael Garcia drove in 3 of the 4 runs. Hey, the Royals have won 2 of their last 3, trying for a series win in Baltimore, coming off their first road win of the season. KC at the Orioles, it'll be a noon game today. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH to wrap up that 3-game series. Quick, tidy win for the Royals last night. The opposite for the Shockers last night. A long, lengthy loss. It was just a nightmare. The Shockers lose to Oklahoma 11-2 at X Stadium last night in a game that took nearly 4 hours to play. After the game, Shocker play-by-play voice Mike Kennedy on KFH.
Oklahoma got out with 2 runs in the second, 2 more in the 3rd. I said from the very beginning the Shockers couldn't afford to walk 7 like they did down in Norman in a game they lost 5-3, but they started walking people right off the bat. It ended up in double digits for the night, and Oklahoma turned a bunch of those free passes into 2 runs on 1 hit in back-to-back innings.
Yeah, and it never got any better. The game featured 15 pitching changes, 367 pitches thrown in those 4 hours, and Shocker pitchers issued 13 walks. So, yeah, it was just a turd of a game. The Shockers out-hit Oklahoma 10-8 and still lost by 9 runs. Well, okay, that's baseball. You just flush that one and move on to the next night. Tonight's game could be a classic. Right. Wichita State hosting Kansas, the Shockers and the Jayhawks at X Stadium, and there's post-game fireworks. Mike Kennedy will have the call at 5:45 p.m. Shocker baseball on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Hey, they'll probably even have hot dogs and popcorn.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, come on out. See you there tonight. Hockey, the Wichita Thunder has a home hockey game. It's a day game. Starts at 10:30 this morning, just a few hours away, at Intrust Bank Arena on a school kids' day, hosting the Allen Americans. There are only 3 home games left for the Thunder in the regular season. 10:30 this morning, the Thunder and the Allen Americans downtown on home ice at Intrust Bank Arena. And we'll go to the NBA. The Philadelphia 76ers win at home last night, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 109-105. Coming off injury, former Kansas Jayhawk Joel Embiid had 24 points as he is back in the 76ers lineup. And another Jayhawk helping out his buddy, the Philadelphia 76ers, Kelly Oubre. The action on TNT.
Again, no Tyrese Maxey. Second straight game out with that hip injury.
Boy, Oubre poked it away. Off to the races.
Oubre, coming off a game-high 32 in Toronto, continue his stellar play. The deflection, the steal, the finish, bringing the Sixers to within two here.
Kelly Oubre with 25 points and 6 rebounds. The 76ers beat the Thunder 109-105. Back-to-back wins for the 76ers. They're in the number 8 spot in the Eastern Conference. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at activity along the southern border. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Wednesday morning. 40 degrees with a gusty northwest wind. Reno County home destroyed by fire Tuesday morning in Partridge. That's about 15 miles southwest of Hutchinson. Because the town does not have fire hydrants, 21,000 gallons of water had to be brought in from South Hutchinson, Abbeville, and Arlington. The roof collapsed. Fire crews found hoarding conditions inside. An excavator was used to demolish the home due to safety concerns. Officials say the fire was caused by careless smoking. An audit from Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach concludes the state is losing more than $20 million a year.
Kobach says it's because the insurance department is not properly overseeing one of its programs. The insurance department disagreed with the findings by saying that the audit is flawed and should be disregarded. The audit, released Tuesday, charges that the insurance department improperly allowed dozens of nursing homes to claim a big break on a per-bed tax funding Medicaid. An insurance department spokesperson said that if the agency accepted the inspector general's conclusions, Kansas businesses would be charged tens of millions of dollars in additional taxes, which would have a devastating impact on the availability of care for senior Kansans. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will recognize Child Abuse Prevention Month. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News there is a real need to help our kids.
If we don't make adjustments to our foster care system and reform in our foster care system to better serve foster families and these children, then Sedgwick County government has to deal with the aftermath of that. Many times that's in juvenile detention, it's in our ComCare, it's in many of the other things that we do from a public safety and public health standpoint. You know, we have 1,300 kids in foster care in Sedgwick County, 1,300. Yeah, we only have about 650 homes, so we have a lot of out-of-county placements.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. A massive earthquake brought heavy damage in Taiwan. Fox's Bill Mnuchin reports.
The U.S. Geological Survey initially putting data out showing it was a magnitude 7.4 quake that hit just off the eastern part of Taiwan at around 9 a.m. Taiwan time. There are reports of people trapped inside some of the buildings, also reports of widespread power outages, other videos on social media showing multiple huge rock slides and landslides. Again, a magnitude 7.4 quake that caused a tsunami warning to go out for Japan and the Philippines. Japanese authorities in Okinawa have been urging people to leave the coast and go to higher ground. Also reports of multiple aftershocks hitting Taiwan, including a magnitude 6.4 aftershock.
At least four people are dead. Former President Trump has been campaigning in Midwestern swing states, ending in Wisconsin ahead of its presidential primaries.
Former President Trump vowing to be tough on crime if granted a second term.
And I will ask Congress to send a bill to my desk ensuring that anyone who murders a police officer will receive immediately the death penalty.
Again, slamming the Biden administration's border policies, blaming them for crime, telling a crowd in Green Bay he'd
begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
President Biden has pushed Congress to pass bipartisan legislation to secure the border, but Republicans who voted against it say the compromise wasn't enough. After skipping all GOP primary debates, former President Trump says he'd debate President Biden anytime. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSS 851 now. Three big things.
Three.
Voters in Jackson County, Missouri turned down sales tax extension to pay for Kansas City stadiums.
Two.
Thousands without power as storms with tornadoes hammer several states. At least one dead in Oklahoma.
One.
Two teens shot in North Wichita. A 17-year-old and a 19-year-old expected to survive. Three big things, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Traffic looks like it's moving right along on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there. Not really seeing too many issues at the moment, so things looking pretty good. And, of course, the traffic conditions really good right now as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 59 degrees. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 32. Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 65 degrees. Now a clear, sunny sky, 40 degrees. Northwest wind gusting up to 28 miles per hour. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Well, Tuesday, a bad day on Wall Street. All three major indices down this morning. Trading is underway, and the Dow is down by 4 points. S&P's down by 2. And the NASDAQ is down by a little over 47 points as we begin the trading day on Wall Street.
And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Wichita City Council unanimously approving special revenue bonds yesterday for a new facility at Colonel James Jabara Airport. Clemens Aviation LLC, it's a fixed-based operator at Jabara, asked for approval on a letter of intent to issue $4 million of airport special facility revenue bonds to build a new hangar at the airport, which are in high demand in the Wichita area. The company will also install a small paint booth.
Wichita-based contractor Pearson Construction has acquired a cement material company called Concrete Materials Company, also known as CMC, to enhance its operations in the region. Concrete Materials is the ready-mix cement division of Corneo & Sons, a subsidiary of Summit Materials based in Denver. The deal appears to build on an acquisition that began in September of 2022 when Pearson had acquired all construction and asphalt paving services from Corneo & Sons, including the construction, asphalt production, asphalt paving and recycling divisions, all but the aggregate and ready-mix portions of Corneo & Sons.
The waterfront at 13th and Webb in East Wichita, home to a host of restaurant and retail options for years. A global coffee giant adding to the list now. Stephen Clark II, Vice President of Development at Clark Investment Group, one of the developers behind the waterfront, confirming that Starbucks plans to open a new location in November at the northwest corner of 13th and Lindbergh Street. That's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Today is National Chocolate Mousse Day.
Mm.
Recognizes the decadent dessert that gained popularity in France in the 1800s.
Very tasty.
Mousse is prepared by beating eggs or cream, or both, to a frothy, airy consistency then folding the ingredients together to create a light, creamy delight.
Yum.
So there's no mousse in it.
Oh, no. Not even a mouse. Oh, yum, yum. I had that written there. Yum, yum.
Yeah,
it's the only way
exactly.
Chocolate mousse. And I'm sure you dine on chocolate mousse quite often, right?
I have before, yes.
I have, but it's been...
It's not like it's something that you can find everywhere. But
no, I've been...
If it's around, I'm eating it.
It's been years since I had that. All right, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And Shocker baseball this evening?
Mm-hmm.
Well, bundle up.
Shocks and KU.
You going to do the PA tonight?
Yes, I will.
Well, make sure you're bundled up. You know what to do. You were out
there. Well, it's not going to be as cold as it was last night.
Last night.
A little warmer today.
It was pretty frosty and a terrible game.
Four-hour game. But, you know, tonight might be a classic. And there's fireworks after the game tonight.
Oh, there you go. Should be.
Looking forward to that.
Should be terrific. Shocker baseball tonight. All right, coming up on KNSS this morning, as always, the Glenn Beck Program. We're going to talk about Americans and our retirement plans. Glenn Beck on the way. Top of the hour news this morning on KNSS. Two teens wounded in North Wichita shooting. That's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. And if you missed any of today's show or you just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve is 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Going to be windy today with a high of 59 degrees.
Thinking about a new furnace this winter?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.